Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Hosea chapter 12. Hosea chapter 12, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Ephraim feedeth on wind, and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation. And they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And I that am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so the first section, the first statement, Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. This is a common difficulty today. We set trust upon princes, upon nations, upon arms, upon money, upon an economic engine. It is as endeavoring to feed upon the wind because it is emptiness, it is vanity, it is nothing. It cannot last. And even those things that for a time seem to be trustworthy, in the end they will always fail. Even if they never fail until the end, they will fail in the end, always. So then, see here, making covenants and setting up promises for protection with care and oil, etc., all that Ephraim has done, even if they never fail until the end, they will fail, and it is feeding on the east wind and forsaking the Lord. The Lord also, in this first section, brings Judah into judgment. And note how out of place this ought to be, for Jacob had once been faithful. Jacob is mentioned as a type of the entire nation. Certain acts of his faithfulness are mentioned to remind the people of their faithful beginning and how out of place and perverse their current actions are and the judgment that falls because of those actions. So he took his brother by the heel. That is, he had an understanding and desire after the birthright. He had power with God, that is, there was a faithfulness with him that prevailed. He wept and made supplication to the angel of the covenant, and this is indicative of his repentance and the recognition of his need of the blessing. The angel found him again in Bethel when the vision of the ladder was seen, and Jacob offered all that he had, a little bit of oil, to the Lord and vowed to give a tithe of all. The Lord spoke with us. Notice in Jacob, the Lord spoke with us. He made promises to us. And so note how perverse it is to apostatize from him. And so all of these things that are spoken about Jacob here is to show how ridiculous it is, how terrible it is, how wicked it is for Judah to depart from the Lord. And then the application is another offer to repent. Does that yet amaze you? The application that the Lord makes of all of these terms is what? Turn to thy God. Another offer of repentance. Over and again. Patient, patient, patient. The Lord shows himself to be. All right, then in verses 7 through the end of the chapter, 14, the focus returns to Ephraim, feeding on wind in all of his merchant work. Riches apart from the Lord are simply poverty. Although he blesses himself in thinking there is no sin in his actions, in his seeking things and not the Lord, he is to be blamed. And he has made his idol and will be judged for his idolatry. Then the Lord in kind chastisement will impoverish him, will take away his goodly homes and remind him of the days of the wandering in the wilderness when the Lord himself was their only hope when they slept in tents. Now, this may seem like a deprivation. It is truly a time of chastisement and hopefully repentance. And then further, the Lord has kindly sent prophets and multiplied visions. The Lord vindicates himself, shows himself just in that he's not hidden his word from Ephraim. He has sent prophets. He has sent visions. He has sent them the conviction of their sins. And yet, they have refused. They've refused to hear. And how often is this the case? The Lord sends preachers. The Lord sends ministers. And yet there is no hearing. There is complaint and weariness. And this leads to a dullness of hearing and greater apostasy. And this greater apostasy is seen here on Ephraim's part in the multitude of sacrifices. Altars are like harrowed and stacked fields. And so they've made altars everywhere. Their apostasy has run rampant. They have become superstitious rather than religious. And so they think that the more holy stuff they do, the more they will be blessed. And then the two summarizing comparisons. First of all, Israel labored for a wife tending sheep. He was not rich. His desire was not for riches, for he loved Rachel. Ephraim, however, loves money and not the Lord. And then a prophet brought Israel out of Egypt, but the Lord has sent prophets to Ephraim, but they have not heard, and thus they will not be delivered. And so there are two comparisons there at the end of the chapter 12. Thus ends the reading. Let's stand.